T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Atlanta United are ready to welcome in New England United, and Carl Dukes and Randy McMichael are getting you ready for today's game. Live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Shot! Score!
This is our Atlanta United 3D party as we set the tone for today's match.
What a comeback by Atlanta United!
Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Carl and Randy.
Wow, they made that sound big, didn't they? I mean, it must be Sunday as we are broadcasting live down here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is Carl Dukes. It is Randy McMichael. Do not adjust your radio. We're hanging out. We'll be here for the next couple of hours getting ready for the Revolution and United match today. But we've got a lot of other things to jump into and talk about. Randy Mac,
what's
happy
happening?
Sunday, man.
What's happening, Carl Dukes? Good to be with you. It's been a while since we've had an opportunity to share microphones. You got one, I got one. Being on the show the same time. But, yeah, it is a wonderful Sunday. As me and you were talking during the week, I was like, okay, we're going to be at the United game. I need everybody who plays today to leave healthy. That's all I need to get. And I keep saying that because, I mean, I don't know if there has been a team that has had more injuries than this team right here. And so hopefully they get it done today and everything. But, yeah, you said, like you said, a lot to get into. Braves playing in about 30 minutes today. You got, game sevens in the NBA playoffs, which is really big. Falcons rookie minicamp this weekend. So, I mean, it's a whole lot going on in the city.
There is, man, and you're right, Randy. It's an injury crisis that we have right now with Atlanta United.
Yes.
Nobody's fault. But it is. You look around, and today you're just like praying we get through the match, and we walk out of here not only with a dub and a result, but also the
everybody.
Fact that everybody's healthy. I don't know how Gonzalo Pineda is going to be able to overcome this injury crisis that we have. I've been saying all along now that the transfer window is going to open up in July.
Right.
I'm guessing, you know, from our conversations with Carlos Bocanegra, the technical director, and Darren Eales, that they're going to try to do something there to add to the depth of this team. But until then, you just kind of got to patchwork this thing together and hope that you can compete. The good news today is Revs are not that good, right?
No, they're not, Carl. They're pretty bad, Carl. They're pretty bad. I was looking at some stuff this morning about them. They have not been great. I mean, to come off of the season that they had last year and to struggle out the gate the way they are, very, 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 very bad defensively type team. And I know we'll have Jason on at the top of the noon hour. Damn, old clock got me thrown off. At the top of the noon hour. But, so we'll ask him, of course, about maybe some signings or whatever, but also – as bad as they are defensively and as bad as United can be defensively, could this be a shootout tonight? Could it be a shootout?
It could be. And you know what? From a fan's perspective, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see more scoring on our end. It's been part of our issue. But, you know, we've had a stretch of these games where, we weren't scoring runs. And then we had that 4-1 victory versus the Fire a couple of Saturdays ago or whatever, and New England's not won consecutive matches going back to September.
Yep.
So it's been a minute, man. I mean, it's been one of those things where you look at these two teams and how they match up. I'm giving the advantage to us despite the injury factor just because they've not played consistent soccer. But we know this. You know, once the match starts, whistle blows.
Everything can happen.
Yeah, anything can happen. Carl Dukes, Randy Mack, hanging out with you guys here on a Sunday, man. And Randy said it. We're going to talk about some other things that are going on because it's just so much right now. but we are down here. If you come to the match today, we're right here by the Big Falcon. Ha-ha! Come by, say hello. We'd love to get a chance to see you. And Randy loves selfies, so make sure you ask.
See, I knew you were going to do that. That's a big-ass scarf, too. I'm just looking at this scarf on this Falcon right here. That's a pretty big scarf. No.
Huh?
No selfies, Carl. You know that. We take pictures and everything.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah. Only selfies are with ladies. Don't do selfies with men. I've kind of got one away from that rule. The lady, yes. Man, no, that's too close to be together.
Okay, yeah. All right. So the ladies get selfies.
Yeah. But
men don't even ask it.
No, it's too close. You're too close to me. Like, you know, because there's a certain way you got to, like, grip a man. Because I'm a big man, so I got to get myself into the frame. So it's a certain grip that you have to have on the man to get the selfie.
Okay, so you don't want a guy coming down here and saying, hold my camera, you take the selfie.
Nah.
And then you all cheek to cheek.
Exactly.
And then you got the reach, so then you
get
the selfie. So you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to be clear.
That's all it is.
I understand. United Revolution today here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's talk about the other thing that is going on, and I think a lot of people are excited to see what happens, and that is the Falcons rookie minicamp. Randy, you know, just speaking from experience and your experience of going through this, I don't know how much it's changed since when you remember what rookie minicamp was like.
Right.
Obviously, the rules have changed. They're not hitting. You know, you're not doing a lot of the things that maybe when you came into the league that they do now. But from a mental perspective, right? We're throwing all these guys, Ebiketie, Ritter, Drake London. You're throwing them in, and you're going, learn this playbook, right? And they're trying to get acclimated. How difficult is it? Was it? And talk about your experience.
Well, I heard y'all when you had the rookies on when I was driving home on Friday and talking to Anderson and his thought process. You were talking about what is he learning in Dean Pease's defense and how they're teaching it is. It's a teaching type thing. Not a lot of full speed, 11-on-11 reps. You have a little bit, but more than anything, it's all about the install that they put in. Because the thing about it is the install that they got this weekend, it'll be the first install when they get back. They get back, and it'll be a full group minicamp. The same thing, that's the most boring thing about being a veteran is that, damn.
You're going through it.
I went through day one install for 5 seasons. If I don't know this now, I'll never know it. So that's what they're doing, and it's more of a learning process for the young fellas, especially when you talk about being the middle linebacker in Anderson, Ritter being the quarterback. Those guys, those are the play callers, so they have to know everything, what everybody's doing. So it's all about a teacher process. I didn't have rookie minicamp. We all came together, veterans, and it was really – difficult because you're sitting there, you might get one rep. Because even though the rookies were there, hell, we're still trying to get these other Zach Thomas and them up to speed, and they didn't want to show no reps. So we would get like maybe at the end of the practice, you might get 2 reps in one drill, 1 rep in another drill. And as you got more and more comfortable with the playbook, you got more and more reps.
The playbook, everybody talks about this, you know, and this is going to be the second year in coach's system, Coach Arthur Smith, second year in Dean Pease's system. Last year, all we heard was how difficult this playbook was, at least picking it up for some of the rookies last year with Dean Pease. 3-4 is 3-4. I know some people think that. It's not necessarily true.
Right.
Responsibilities change. But from the offensive standpoint, let's talk about Ritter, because part of him playing, Randy, is he got to know the playbook, right?
You can't play without knowing it.
So how difficult is it going to be for him to come in and say, all right, this big notebook or iPad or whatever they're doing, and let me scroll through and make sure I know everything?
That's the thing about you got to learn the part of this is my job now. So it's your damn job to know the playbook. It's his job to know what – there's no more difficult position to play in my position in professional sports than to be an NFL quarterback because of all that goes into that – position as far as, like I said, the checks, getting the guys up to the line of scrimmage, getting the play call, all these different things. It's a lot of responsibility, especially for a young player, especially for a young player in today's game coming in where they don't huddle, where it might be a signal or a card or certain things like that that you have to, you know, now you have to actually verbalize the play to these players, and it can be long, it can be short, like it and people learn differently too, and that's why I always say when they say they had a hard time picking up the playbook, I say why? He don't have nothing to do with football. That's all you have to do is literally
study.
All you have to do is play football. You ain't got to go to class. You ain't got to do nothing. Play football. But you know, being an NFL player, you got other interests and all those other things. I understand that. But yeah, it should not be hard to learn a football playbook. It should not be. Now, are they hard to learn? Yeah, if you don't put in the work, but you get paid to play football. And that's it. So put the work in. It's not that hard. It's not.
Let's hear from Desmond Ritter, Dukes and McMichael today. It's Randy, Matt, Carl Dukes hanging out as we do a mashup, guys, here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Because Desmond, he spoke a lot. Part of it was they asked Drake London about him in the huddle, and Drake was like, yo, he got us right a couple of times. He was a vocal leader. Can we hear Drake or Desmond Ritter talk about being a vocal leader?
On a Sunday?
On your radio? All right, maybe not. It's but, all good.
Yeah, Carl, this is the thing with it. And like I was saying, it is.
I can't hear it.
It's baby steps. That's the thing about it. It's baby steps when you look at the position. Because right now, first day, you probably have two runs, two checks, and maybe four or five passes. That's all you got for the first day.
So it's pretty simple.
It is simple. The first day of rookie mini camp, because you don't know nothing. The first day is so simple. They're not going to throw anything exotic at you. It's more than anything, it's an alignment and assignment. Get to where you're supposed to go. Snap the ball. If you run at full speed, if not, for the most part, it's never full speed. Only thing really full speed, individual drill, going against the bags, route versus air, stuff like that. But when you're talking about the install, it's all just line up, baby steps, sit, hut, stop. Where are you going? Who you got? But and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and when we talk about, you know, these guys picking it up, that's a big part of this. And it sounds silly, but remember, a guy like Richie Grant last year, you know, Coach said he got more snaps than I thought. When Coach came in and talked with us, he said he got over 600 snaps. I didn't realize that.
Really?
That's what he said. I didn't realize that because there were a bunch of times we were here and I didn't see him on the field. But nevertheless, part of it was the learning curve. And so, you know, for safety, like a quarterback, all those calls, getting people lined up, making sure everything's, you know, on point. So that's part of it. And by the way, I did not hear Desmond Ridder there in my ear, so I apologize if I spoke over him, but he was talking about being a vocal leader. And can we hear the Ridder talking about this? Because I think this is a big part of leadership, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, that's just kind of how I've been, you know, throughout grade school, high school, and college. You know, we're all young adults out here and playing a children's game and a game that we love. And so, you know, as a quarterback, and, you know, that's kind of your role is, you know, naturally it's time to be that leader. And so to be able to be and do that naturally without making it forced or, you know, making it too hard on other guys, I think, you know, that's what comes easy for me.
That's Desmond Ridder, guys. Third-round pick for our Falcons. Rookie mini camp going on. You know, they traded, Randy, on Friday for Braylon Edwards.
Yes, Brian Edwards.
Brian Edwards. What do you think of Brian Edwards?
He's good. He's a – he'll have, like, say, Mohamed Sanu. Like, you know him, but you don't know him because you don't get to see him a lot. He can play. He can play. Now, is he like a superstar and all those different things? No, but he's a good football player that – and going into the draft, their room is markedly better than it was before the draft.
Yeah.
And then you go and get this young man, still a young player, got some control contract-wise, and he can be a guy that can play on the outside, play on the inside, another big body. We're trying to see where, you know, Arthur Smith and how he wants his team. We all know we want some bigger, faster, and all those different things. But you get another big body receiver, can play the Z position, you know, going with the tight end or whatever to the strength, call and everything like that, win one-on-one type things. Just didn't get a lot of burn in Oakland, but when he got his opportunity, he made some plays. But, yeah, just another upgrade to that room where we were going to the draft. Like, this might be the poorest room outside of the defensive tackle on this team, and now you've gotten a little better.
So, Brian Edwards, wide receiver, traded from the Raiders to our Falcons. The one thing I do realize, though, Randy Mack, is the room is bigger. 6'3", 6'4".
Yep.
How much is that going to matter when you start talking about us lining up and having these size differentials? Maybe not against everybody, but against a lot of these corners. You look at our wide receiving core now, they're all pretty big.
It sounds good. It sounds good, but then you look at what are you producing as far as your quarterback. Now, we know that – I'm not saying they're not accurate, but they're not the most accurate quarterback, so it helps to have a bigger guy with a bigger catch radius. You know, and you talk about Ridder. I like Ridder a lot, but I said this – when they draft him, good athlete, all these different things, leadership, winner, car, all these different things. He'll throw some headache balls now. And headache balls are better when you're a bigger guy, when you can go ahead in there and body the ball and take and absorb that hit that you get. But, yeah, I mean, the room is better. You see what he's trying to do, trying to get bigger guys and, you know, give them more opportunities in the red zone. And also, you know, can you block in a run game too?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's one of the underlooked values of a wide receiver is in the run game, what is he doing? Is he standing around? Is he just getting away? Because receivers don't know how to damn block. Just getting away. Make sure your guy don't hit me when I'm not looking.
Now, speaking of blocking, Fitzpatrick from Georgia
block. My man. Oh, he put them jumper cables on you now. He put them jumper cables on you now and move you out the way, man. And I thought that was a really good pickup with him and the guy that came over from Tennessee. I mean, but it's all about Kyle Pitts. We know that. That room's all about him and everything like that. But, I mean, I don't want to say they're better, more talented than they were last year because I haven't seen it. It seems like they are more talented.
Yeah.
in certain areas. Now, they still got to get some defensive interior players, unless they're relying on the guys from last year. But, I mean, and it's still – they got a little bit of money from redoing Grady. So, do they go out there and try to find somebody on the market? That'd be interesting to see.
We're talking about the Falcons guys' rookie minicamp. We're live in Mercedes-Benz Stadium today. Atlanta United trying to bounce back in league play after a disappointing 3-2 loss to Nashville in the U.S. Open Cup, which happened earlier this week. But we're down here. We'll be here until 1 o'clock. We're going to come back. Braves play today early. As a matter of fact,
20 minutes. Yeah.
We're going to come back, talk about what happened last night and the latest on Ronald Acuna here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com. Pre-game party rolls on, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Randy McMichael, Carl Dukes, broadcasting live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Right, literally, I mean, we're 30 steps away from the big hall.
Yeah, the bar ain't open yet, so.
It's not open?
No, it's not open. Yeah, I wouldn't try that. I just wanted to just look.
Well, I mean, if it was open, though, you would have got something.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a weekend.
Yes, it's never too early.
it's still a weekend.
I totally agree with you. I mean, I left the house today, and I was like, I kind of want to drink right now. But yeah. I can't do that because I had to come down here and do a show, and I had to be aware, Randy.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't even do that. Don't even do that. Because I saw the text message yesterday.
you mean about us being down
there? Yeah, I got the text from last night. But we up in this thing, man. And obviously, like they're about to open the doors, and you know, United, you know, just come back, just leave, just with the one. There's a by 4 o'clock. Just be whole.
Yeah,
be whole and winning.
Yeah, yeah. That's all we can ask for. Speaking of being whole, let's talk about the Braves real quick. Padres. Braves today, guys. It is an early start, by the way, if you're wondering. Literally, we said, you know, 20 minutes from now.
On Peacock.
Now, that's the thing. Before we go any further, a lot of people don't have Peacock.
It's free, though.
Is it free today?
It's free. It's free. Okay. It's a free app, yeah.
Oh, so you just need to download it, and then you can watch the game. Because that was the thing. People said Apple Plus the other night, and then Peacock today, Friday, I think it was, and yesterday was on Bally's.
Yes.
So Peacock, if you want to check it out. But you know, when you talk about this series, and here's the part that's bugging me right now, Randy. So they went on Friday night. It was ugly, 11-6. We have a dramatic comeback last night, 6-5 yesterday afternoon, if you didn't see it.
It was great.
It was, man. And you said Will Smith almost tried to trick that thing off.
He did. Look at you saw what he did. it was unbelievable when he comes in there. First of all, I still don't think he likes the role he's in. I don't.
You think he wants to be the closer?
Of course he does.
Okay.
And you didn't tell me, and I think Alex was on y'all's show when he said that he talked to Will before he brought Kinley in. And I'm like, well, what was Will going to say if you said I'm bringing Kinley in? No. Like you, the only reason you signed him because Will gave his blessing? No, he's a better closer. But I've looked at it as the same thing that this team has been going through so much with the inconsistency is like, damn, he needed that. If didn't nobody need that a home run yesterday, then Ozuna. He needed that so bad, Carl. I mean, especially how he struggled up to that point in that game. He was awful. And then for him to go out there and get that two-run shot, you saw Matt Olson get a home run. Austin Riley, another one, needed that game. Three hits yesterday, had the error, but at the same time needed that with the bat. You remember that because he moved him down to six yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Now he's back at 8-3 hole. But, yeah, I mean, they needed that game so bad yesterday, Carl, especially after how disappointing Friday night was. And now, like I said, early – now, you a big baseball guy. Have you ever seen or heard of an 11:35 first pitch?
It's rare when both teams are going on the road like this, where the Braves are heading and the Padres have got to head back. It happens,
right.
But it's rare. I mean, most of these games are early afternoon. You're still at the plane and on the road. I mean, in the air, wheels up by 5, 6 o'clock, and you got to be there, you know, in that city 24 hours beforehand. But when you've got an early start like this, both teams trying to get away. So it's rare. I don't know how it'll affect today's game because sometimes, again, these guys, you know, Randy, rolling out of the bed. Now you got to get up, get ready, get going. So a lot of these guys got up earlier than their normal routine, but we'll see.
What if I would have just slept in the park. Gosh, I would have just slept in the park, man. But the lineup's out today, and a lot of the same guys are going again. Contreras is catching today, matter of fact. What do you think about his as far as everyday DH player?
He's been hitting.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not hurting us right now. He's not hurting the squad. The catching every day is still a big question mark, which is why he wasn't up here full-time last year. But I do like the fact he's hitting, and we need that right now. Yeah. I think we need his hitting more than I'm worried about him behind the plate and stopping the ball.
But the biggest thing is for the catching position is for him when he gets these opportunities today to look good, because if he struggles, they're going to go sign a veteran catcher.
Yes, they are.
And you can't ask Darno, because we know his history with injury and everything. As long as he's not going out there every single day and not risking injury, he's going to be a player like he's been so far this year. But, yeah, I love that young man. He's got something about him, Carl. Yeah, the way he hits the ball and the way he looks at it fly, you know, he got that baby Acuña in him. Speaking of him, get the results back. Growing problem, growing strain, whatever you want to call it. And you're under – now, correct me if I'm wrong. You're under the – you know, they brought him back too early crowd, or where are you at with it?
I'm frustrated because they teased us. They brought him back because they were struggling at the time when they could have left him in the minors, allowed him to finish out his rehab stint, brought him back earlier, and then threw him into the lineup and then told us they weren't going to play him every day or back-to-back night situations.
Right.
For example, last night and then today.
Right.
If he played yesterday, under the circumstances in which he came back, he wouldn't be allowed to play today with
Correct.
An early start.
Correct.
So they brought in all these guidelines. Acuña comes back and does what Acuña does. He plays hard and reckless.
Yep.
So when you do that and then you go, oh, you can't run like that. You can't run the base pass. You can't get caught in the pickle and beat it. You can't, you know, try to steal bases. That's how he plays. So what you did is you brought him back. You asked him then not to play the way that he needs to play to be Acuña. And on top of that, you set these guidelines. Then you realize, you know what, we're not playing well. We need a spark. we need something. We need a guy. Acuña. They put him in the lineup, Randy, and he starts hitting and stealing bases and doing what he does, and then all of a sudden now he's hurt. That's what bothers me, is the fact that if you knew that this was a possibility, let him finish his rehab stint. We were struggling anyway. But then when you bring him up as a fan, you're telling me, well, he can't be out there every day. And then Snit came out. And I know they've gone away from it a little bit, but then Snit was like, well, if he's not in the lineup, then he's not available. We had a game in which he could have come off the bench and pinch hit.
And you didn't let him go.
And you didn't let him go. So now we got to wait this out. He's missed this series. This is a big series, and we could still win it today. But if we don't, you're going to look back at these games. And I always talk about this, Randy. These games are hard to make up in August and September.
Damn sure are, because you know what? They count. You know, I'm like, oh, well, it's still early. But those, yeah, them early losses, they eventually count when you get later on in the season. My thing is with it is that I'm with you. I said this earlier, Carl, in the week. He's a reckless player. Not in a bad way.
No.
That's just how he is.
Yes.
And there's no way you can sit up there and say and go to him and tell him, all right, you got to pull it back. Pull what back? What do you want him to do, jog the first now? I mean, do you not want him to go all out for fly balls? What do you need him to do? And so now they're in a situation where you don't know how severe this is. Now, they have not put him on the injury list yet. If they end up doing that, then I'll get nervous. I think this is just more or less maintenance and everything like
it
that
is.
Trying to make sure he doesn't, you know, because, again, he only knows one speed. That's it, and that's not a problem. That's not a bad thing. That's just the way he is and the way he's wired. So, you know, they're going to Milwaukee, I think it is. Yeah. So they're playing the Brewers on Monday. So if he's not up there playing, then I'll get a little bit worried.
Yeah. And you know, I my thing is, as we looked at this, and I just, if he's available, I wanted to play him. But if they made him not available, meaning, you know, they didn't bring him up when they did, then I would have been fine with it. But now it's almost like, okay, we have to wait and see what the conditions are going to be. And if it's not perfect, he won't be in the lineup. Well, then I blame you guys. I blame them for rushing him back and then teasing me as a fan to say, hey, he's back. He's ready. He looks good. And we put these guidelines in place. But you know what? Then we're going to slide away from those guidelines because it's not beneficial to what's going on with our team.
When
right
they
now.
Slid away from the guidelines, where was he at? Because he – That was back-to-back games that he played full-time.
That's right.
And then he got –
It was the series in which he played back-to-back, and then he pinch-hit.
The third game. That's right.
And they were like, oh, he's not going to play every day. He's not going to do this. That's on y'all. That is the deal. And you cannot ask a player who plays this way to not be himself. 404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can text us, guys. We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting ready for Atlanta United and New England today. We'll be here until 1, right outside, as we said, the gate. It's gate 3, I believe it is where we're at, Randy. The main. I call it the main gate because it's by the big Falcon.
Right.
But there's so many entry points here. Gate 2. Not gate 3. So many entry points here into Mercedes-Benz. But we still have a lot to get to, guys, and a lot to chop up. We're going to talk more about these NBA playoffs coming up. And you talked about the Desmond Ridder stuff. I didn't realize, and I want you to hear some of the stuff. He was talking about being the first guy in the building,
yes,
learning the playbook. This kid's saying everything.
But that's the responsibility. I knew my quarterbacks. I knew all their cars. And they were always in the first spot. Every quarterback I ever played with, they're in the first spot. You don't. If you're the quarterback, nobody beats you into the building. You're always the first one there. You're always the last one to leave because that's the responsibility that comes with that job. It ain't like being a tight end. I ain't got a responsibility. I don't got to be the first one in there. No, I don't got to be the first one in there. When practice is over, I'm showering, I'm eating, and I'm going home. You know what I mean? Not the quarterback. We going after practice, you shower, we got a meeting, and then you go to another meeting. So, no, it is a full-time job that he can – he's experienced because he played so long at Cincinnati.
Right.
So he's been a 4-year start, was it 4-year start? Whatever he was. But he played a whole lot of football. And obviously, if you ask anybody on that squad, he was an unquestioned leader. That's what a quarterback does. Now, you don't got to be vocal and yelling and all that. There's different ways to lead. But not being in the building first, oh, that's a problem.
It is.
It is a problem if your quarterback is not the first guy in the building.
Well, and people, you know, on the team, you know, guys take note of that. Coaches take note of that. I mean, it's nothing you can run from. So Desmond Ridder saying all the right things. We'll let you hear some of that. Real quick today, by the way, Kyle Wright back on the hill.
Yes.
Trying to come back from that bad outing. 6 runs, 4 2/3 innings against the Red Sox. That equaled the total number of runs he had allowed in the first 5 starts combined. His ERA, we talked about this, was one of the best in the majors. It went from like 176 to like 303 or something like that. Either way, Kyle Wright, hopefully we get a good start from him. But the thing that was impressive was the clutch hitting from yesterday.
Yes.
And, you know, to get those 4 runs in the 8th inning. So, Braves, and we'll keep you updated, guys, as we continue to be on the air until 1, but we'll see what happens in this early start. But it might be one of those deals where it takes a minute for guys to wake up before the bats start working.
And then, you know, and like you said, being early, and I'm trying to and I'm looking at the San Diego, their pitcher
Musgrove
has been really, really good also this year. And so it's one of the things where I heard Nick Kelb coming in. It might be scarce runs. It's early and the runs might not be coming in. So, obviously, they got to get that. But, yeah, Kyle Wright, I mean, he's been money, had a little – Whatever, but got through 7 this last – I mean, I think that Snicker leaving him in after that bad outing was really good because he settled down and he continued to play well. But, yeah, he's a guy that you got to because yesterday, Charlie Five got you 6 and struck out 9. Looked really, really good yesterday. That's back-to-back really good starts for Charlie Morton. So, obviously, he's a vet and all those different things. And he sounded old 3 starts ago, how he came out. It's getting old, Carl. And everything like that, but he's been out there and looked like Charlie yesterday, and would have had a much better outing if he didn't have those 2 errors, that thrown error by Austin Riley. AJ Mintz is locked in; he's locked in, Carl. He is doing his thing, went out there and blew everybody away yesterday. But yeah, the young boy Kyle Wright, early start, so he's young, so he shouldn't be no problem with him getting them bones going, and hopefully go out there and give you 6-7 good strong innings.
Yeah, it's a good point about Morton. I had been worried only because. And I had a pitcher friend of mine say that he wasn't worried. This is like 2 weeks in, and I was like, he doesn't look right. And he was like, if anybody can figure it out, it's Morton.
Because
he's been doing it for so long. If it's mechanics, he'll figure it out. It's not his stuff. His stuff was there. It's just the problem was he wasn't putting it where he wanted to and wasn't getting the contact. He's a contact kind of pitcher. So either way, I'm with you. I'm just glad he looked good yesterday. All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more stuff to get to, guys, as we mentioned. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. And I'll let you hear that Desmond Ridder stuff, because if we are thinking that he might be the future quarterback of this franchise, I don't know about this season, but I'm just talking about down the road. He is showing the example of leadership already, and we're just 2 days into minicamp for the rookies. It's Randy McMichael, Carl Dukes. We're down here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're coming back here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To more of our Atlanta United coverage, live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Michael broadcasting live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Fans making about to make their way in to this match today. And Randy said it, come out healthy. Hopefully we get a result. Jason Longshore is going to join us coming up at the top of the hour here at 12 noon, and we'll get his thoughts on strategy, tactics, and what Gonzalo Pineda attempts to do today. Because, Randy, I don't know. I know these lineups are going to change and switch up.
Right.
I think he's just trying to figure out what the best scenario is, game in, match out, and just kind of roll with it until they figure some things out.
Well, GP is up against it, man, because you look at it, you've lost your marquee player. Of course, we know Joseph. You lose Miles Robinson. You lose Goose. I mean, then, you're still – pretty trying to get familiar with a lot of the lineup that you have right now. So I mean, he did not anticipate it being this hard to coach. I can tell you that. And now he's at a situation where, you know what, whoever's available, I'm curious when he's maybe going to bring some guys up from Atlanta United, two maybe possibly anything until this transfer window comes up. Because we talked to Jay last week, and it was asking him like about the roster spot that when Miles goes down, does one become available? It does not. So I'm just like, I don't know how they were on this transfer window and all this stuff works out. But hey, one person I trust Darren Ills.
True.
I trust Darren Ills, and I'm sure that he got something up his sleeve, up something cooking. Somebody call from a Spanish speaking country getting ready to come be a United. I'm just waiting for that Darren Ills tweet. It might be an orange, a grape, and a horse or something like that. Whatever Darren.
those clues.
Yeah, those clues that Darren be throwing out. You know, oh, something about to happen. Darren, I trust. So hopefully, again, they're not good today. I mean, the Revs, they're not really good. They're not good. Not good defensively. Atlanta United's hit or miss defensively. So this might be a 4-3-5-2 type game today.
Yeah, and if it's our favor, that's great. I hope we score a lot of goals today. We talk about putting the ball in the back of the net. Let's shift gears a little bit. I'm going to let you hear Desmond Ridder coming up here after we get done with Jason Longshore at the top of the hour, because we're going to dive back into the Falcons minicamp. Randy was breaking down some knowledge about his experience as being an NFL player and you know, these situations, especially as rookies. But I want to ask you about these games today, man. Milwaukee-Boston, that's a 3:30 game. Game 7, Eastern Conference, whoever wins moves on to play the Heat. And then Dallas and Phoenix tonight, 8 o'clock. That's also a Game 7. Warriors waiting on the winner of that series. What do you think, Randy, Milwaukee-Boston?
Well, I think, you know, I couldn't believe there was some mention of Chris Middleton maybe coming back. Mm. And I was like, nah, he's not going to play. This is star, my star versus your star, which one's going to show up. But which one's going to help their star? And going to Boston, you know, Giannis has been just fabulous, you know, but he's doing so much. Drew Holiday has got to give him something. He's got to have that, because the last game they won in Boston, Drew Holiday was the big reason why they won defensively and offensively. And, I mean, what can you say about that young boy, Jason Tatum? Man, that's a bad boy, Carl, and he put his team on the shoulder. And also you got Marcus Smart doing his thing, Jaylen Brown. I mean, they got so much to throw at Giannis. And, I mean, he's only one man, and his one man's enough to get wins. But, I mean, today it's all about can somebody else. Drew Holiday will be the key today if Milwaukee wins.
Yeah, and I look at the Celtics coach. His name's Ume Udoka.
Yes.
He's such a really good defensive scheming guy. He comes from the Popovich line, too.
Yes.
And I think, Randy, today you throw doubles and traps and all kind of stuff at Giannis because I got to make all these other guys beat me.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're getting to.
Yes.
I got to make all these other guys. They have to make shots. Giannis may have 48, but if you limit these other guys and their scoring opportunities – I really like the Celtics today. And Tatum, man, I think the torch was passed. I was talking about this this morning about, you know, when they beat the Nets, and Kyrie and Durant were outplayed by Jaylen Brown and Tatum.
Yes.
I just think it was one of those moments, and you know, maybe people don't realize it or not, but where you see an aging star. Durant is still fabulous.
Yes.
I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but going from being like the premier scorer in the league to like just Tatum owned him. They own those guys.
Yes.
And then he gets in this series, and you talked about it. He poured in 46 points in the last game, kind of took over, and then you're going to tell me today in a game 7 he's not going to be great? Tatum is a really good player.
I mean, and a lot of people don't realize how good this. I mean, you remember was he the third pick behind Fultz, Lonzo, then him.
That's right,
coming out of Duke.
That's right.
I mean, he has no weakness in his offensive game. None whatsoever in the car. He can handle the ball, get to the cup. He can shoot, got a mid-range game. Kind of, I can see where he's molded his game behind Kobe a lot. And, you know, Kobe was his mentor and everything like that. But I just look at it as Giannis is going to do his thing. They can't stop Giannis, all right? They've done everything else. Now, the one thing they have done, they've worn him down to a point where he's having to take 30 shots to get 30 points or something like that. That was the key. But, I mean, he empties the tank. He empties the tank. Which Al Horford going to show up today?
Well, is it 10 rebound, 2-point Al Horford, or is it 31-point career high Al Horford?
You were hot about that.
Because he never did that here. I never saw that. When he was here with the Hawks, I show up and Al Horford would be, you know, he might give you 6 points, 10 points in the playoffs. Yeah, man, I was happy for him from the standpoint. It was never personal. Al Horford is a good dude.
He is.
Good locker room guy. But, you know, we bought in, not me, but many people bought in that he was a star in this league. He's a complimentary piece. On this team, he's perfect.
Right.
Because he doesn't have to do that every night. That's Tatum, that's Brown, that's Marcus Smart. So it's a good question. But I'll say this. He has to have a presence. He's already guarding Giannis. He cannot get in foul trouble in a game 7 because that could be issues with the rotation. And then, you know, you gave me 10 boys last game. Give me some rebounding and defense. We'll score.
Okay. Well, I mean, and the thing with it and everybody's this week, yesterday, yeah, it's a bit, love game 7. I don't love no game 7. I want to sweep. I don't want to play no game 7, but you have to in Boston Garden. Now, it's not the same as it was when we were watching the Celtics, that kind of aura and all that kind of stuff. But it is game 7. It's still TD Bank, I think it is. That place is going to be rocking today. It is going to be rocking and everything. But Jrue Holiday, to me, is the key to this game. He is the key. Giannis, somebody else with Giannis has got to help him.
It's a good point. It's Carl Dukes, Randy McMichael. We're talking about the NBA playoffs. 2 game 7s of the day. All right, so what about the Mavs and the Suns?
Okay. I did not think this game was going to game 7. After the first 2 games, I did not think it was going to game 7. And, I mean, the difference from the road and home, it's just been unbelievable. Luka can win this game by himself. Because he's that type of player.
It's scary.
Scary. He's that type of player that can go out there and drop 50 today, and they win the game. Chris Paul has not played well the last 2 games at all. Not looking like himself. Maybe he's tired, worn down, whatever. Devin Booker's got to be that star because I don't know. Do you think I don't even think he's on Tatum's level yet, but he's damn near close. I think they neck and neck as far as two of the top perimeter, young perimeter players in the NBA. He's got to play. We got to play well today. Chris Paul, do Chris Paul things. But ultimately, again, your star, what do they do in this basketball game?
Yeah, it's a great point, Randy, because the home teams are really, you know, who's ever been at home, that's been the key. So the Luka thing, here's what's scary. He has the ability to control the tempo of the game, shot selection, and when you double and triple team him, which he does sometimes get that when he gets in the lane, you get all these wide open threes.
They got to make the shots, Carl.
And if Dallas is hitting those threes,
it's a wrap.
That's what's dangerous about it.
And the thing about it is, and just like you said, this is a home team driven thing. And what do we know more than anything? Role players play better at home. Those other guys play better at home. And if they can hit shots today, then it's going to be a problem for Phoenix. Because just like you said, and Luka's just as good as anybody in basketball, he controls the game. He controls the pace. He's got a slow, methodical game. He can speed it up a little bit. If they're hitting shots, if Brunson and them boys are hitting shots, it's going to be a hard day for Phoenix. But I still think Phoenix wins that.
I do too.
Because they're home.
I mean, they won 64 games during the regular season. Remember, Chris Paul was out 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they showed that they could win without him, but they're a better team with him. The problem is, and this is the question, Randy, if they don't win today and they lose after losing in the finals last year, does it hurt Chris Paul's legacy?
I hate that question. I really hate the legacy. And
Because he's a Hall of Famer.
Because he's a Hall of Famer already.
He's a
Hall of Fame player. Probably, if you ask, whoever you ask, he's a top five-ish point guard of all time, depending on who you ask.
Yep.
He just does not have what everybody – I mean, and it always seems – it's you always feel bad for him because always like it's a damn injury. It's always like, damn.
Houston.
Yep.
Clippers.
Yep. Like, it's always him getting hurt or anything. I just think his legacy is cemented. I just think that, you know, getting a championship will elevate it even more or whatever. But, yeah, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, all-time great, all those different things. But he's the type of guy that, you know, a lot of people don't like Chris Paul, especially around the league. These brothers don't like that brother too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And so –
they think it's a rat? What's the deal?
I don't know. You know what? Well, you know he likes it. He's a junk swinger now. He likes to hit dudes in the junk and everything like that. So that could be one thing. Him being the president. I mean, but you look at him as since he's been the president of the PA. What's happened to salaries? Kaboom! Raising all that and everything like that. So, but yeah, I mean, outside of LeBron, who likes him? and his teammates.
But here's the deal. You just said it. Everybody's getting paid.
Everybody getting paid. I'm cool. If you give me money, I can learn to like you.
Everybody's getting paid.
I can learn to like you, man. But I mean, but everything you look at the Houston Rockets, that wasn't gonna never work because your guy.
Harden.
What is it about him?
What is it about?
Yeah, tell me. Because I like your Harden rants because they're always entertaining. Because they're always entertaining. Who's the basketball guy y'all have on the Odyssey basketball?
Ryan McDonough.
Yeah, I remember you asked him about him. Because that was, I think it was after he had a good game. And you're like, am I supposed to believe this? Because I said the same thing about that game. Like, okay, he hit 31. And all of, so you're going to need to tell me that he's going to be able to do that again? No. I've never seen, and I love James Harden. But I've never seen a player that talented always disappear at the same time.
The same time. Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to have a bad game. Everybody, you shoot bad. You have bad games. That's just whatever. But to just disappear in the same moment, in the same time of year, every single year? I told you, he'd been the same since he was out in Miami. We were out there, we're like, don't they play tomorrow? Now James up in this thing thick. Like, don't they play tomorrow?
Because I know.
Yeah, don't they play Heat tomorrow?
I've told that story when they were in the finals, how he was hanging out in South.
He was.
And he's the sixth man of the year. This started this process. And then I know guys that know him really well that were like, yo, he hangs out way more than he needs to. And now you may listen to us right now and say, well, Randy, Carl Dukes, what does that have to do with anything? There is a limit to everything. Randy was a professional athlete. You cannot do that all the time, every night, and be great.
Nope.
You just can't.
I tried it, Carl, and it caught up with me. I was like – Coach is like, hey, man, get your ass to bed, all right? I'm like, I'm single. I'm in Miami. I ain't never had no money until now. And all these clubs.
Yes, what you expect me to do?
What you expect me to do?
Yes.
I'll be on time, Coach. I won't fall asleep. Okay. Which I never fell asleep in meetings. Never was late for anything.
So let me take this to another level for you. What if you had an extra $30 million that you were making at the time that we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, then it would have been.
Because that's the salaries we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about. Private jet,
yep.
Fly where you want,
yep.
Get back when you want,
yep.
Do what you want. Mm. This is a different level. So when you talk about, well, he can't be out all the time. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Because you know what you do? Whoever, because from what I've heard, because I know when we're on the road with the NFL, it's locked down. When it's a certain time, when it's a curfew and all that, locked down, you got security on the floor and everything.
You're not going anywhere.
You ain't going nowhere. We done all tried to get through the room by the emergency exit. I walked out them 7 flights. You know
what I'm saying?
I'm going out. I walked out these 7 damn flights. But these cats, there's no security on the floors. Nobody holds them accountable and everything. And James is at a point in his career where, okay, he's probably going to end up opting. He better opt in that 47. But if you're Philly, what do you do? You gave up all this to get him. How do you not? Because, Carl, what was that, 5 for $240 or something?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We're talking about almost 60, potentially almost close to $60 million a year. Here's the deal. It's Dukes and Randy McMichael. I was about to say Dukes and Bell. Mike's out today. But we're hanging out here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting ready for Atlanta United. We've got more coming up. Jason Longshore is going to join us, so we'll talk to him here in about 10 minutes. Randy, somebody has to tell James Harden, because he's still very capable, that I need you dedicated this offseason.
Yes.
I don't know if it's Joel. It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Doc Rivers, but that's the only thing that's going to happen that will change this direction.
Yep. And we got to go, but, you know, they're talking about the hamstring. He's not able to work out this summer in the hamstring and all those in tip-top shape. Well, you better throw some duct tape and some red clay on that thing, dog, because I'm serious, because you about to cost yourself 240.
That's a lot of dough, man. All right, we got to come back. We're going to talk to Jason Longshore. It is Randy McMichael, Carl Dukes down here. We are live getting ready for Atlanta United on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.